Where's Sue Muth at, please?
She's down there to the right, down Sam's Club, picking up some meat for her son Peter.
All right, tell her I was looking for her. I wanted her to sing the Ave Maria at my son's wedding.
You can find her driving the big green van to NDP, on her way there every morning to teach religious studies. But she avoids those conservative teachers, cause they may never see that God is surely female, which Sue knows so confidently.
Susan Moon,
she'll call you booby hatch.
Susan Moon,
she'll also kick you in your ass.
Susan Moon,
so damn lucky.
Susan Moon,
to have a son like me. It should be easy to recognize just who I sing about. She spends her days reading the mail, then passing out on the couch. Her favorite child is Peter. Bridge and Patty are number two. But guess who is last on her list? I think we all know who. Kevin!
Susan Moon,
she'll call you booby hatch.
Susan Moon,
she'll also kick you in your ass.
Susan Moon,
so damn lucky.
Susan Moon,
to have a son like me.
You'll see her wearing denim or African style clothes, those bunions on her feet help to disform her ugly toes.
Susan Moon,
she'll call you booby hatch.
Susan Moon,
she'll also kick you in your ass.
Susan Moon,
so damn lucky.
Susan Moon,
to have a son like me.
She's a stubborn old-ass lady, and that is clear to see. She'll invent a chore on the spot and dish it out to me. You know we really love you, and that's God's honest truth. That's why we took the time out to write a song about Sue Muth.
Susan Moon,
she'll call you booby hatch.
Susan Moon,
she'll also kick you in your ass.
Susan Moon,
so damn lucky.
Susan Moon,
to have a son like me.
Susan Moon,
she'll call you booby hatch.
Susan Moon,
she'll also kick you in your ass.
Susan Moon,
so damn lucky.
Susan Moon,
to have a son like me.
Happy 51st, Mom, from Peter and Judd. Special thanks to Mr. Tupp. We love you. Bye.